Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Greg Johnston. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dick Davis. Batting seventh, the DH, Sal Bando. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is walked intentionally. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to home to get Ogilvie. Davis moves to third. Bando moves to second. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. There goes Bando trying to get to home. Powell throws the ball into Weiniger, who tags Bando, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Gantner moves to third. Martinez moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Yount tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. Weiniger drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ogilvie out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Johnston reaches second base with a double. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnston scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Powell steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Wilfong reaches third base with a triple. Powell scores. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnston hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive towards the mound. Haas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sofield bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive towards right. Davis catches it and throws to first to double up Sofield. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouillard pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.